And let me tip my hat towards the folks behind the glass. That is Logan Standifer, our producer, and also Eric Dorsch, who is our engineer. Thank you, guys, for making the program possible here. Foster around here, along with my crew, Ed Riddell and Cal Carson, and a dear friend of ours who's come in today to talk about a whole lot of things. This is kind of juggling hats. Kathleen Norton-Schock is with us. We've been talking, pardon me, up to this point about Diva Tech Talk, which is a wonderful broadcast that began kind of birth here at WJR, but has gone well beyond anything we could have imagined, and is now, by the way, you can find more of those episodes at divatechtalk.com, and I will post that on our homepage after the show is over here. Kathleen, let's talk about something just kind of briefly. It's a big event coming up, but before we get into talking about your connection with the Michigan Council of Women in Technology, which has lots of stuff going on, just kind of quickly, I'm fascinated with this Midwest Technology Leaders meeting that is coming up.
Right. It's in its 12th year. It was founded by one of my best friends, Tracy Ann Palmer, and she doesn't do on the ground for it anymore, but her husband Rob runs it.
Yeah, right.
It's in its 12th year. I got involved 11 years ago and really deeply involved with them in 2008, so I feel like I know a lot about what they do. Every single year, in my opinion, and I've attended most years, the intellectual content gets better and better and better. And Diva Tech Talk will be podcasting from there because there's some divas who are going to be there that hopefully will grab to the side and podcast. But this year, it's going to be Thursday, April 21st at the Henry in Dearborn. It will have at least 200 CIOs and senior-level executives there.
It's really grown, hasn't it?
It has. Some years it got bigger in terms of overall external public attendance, but it always has a cadre of anywhere from 200 to 400 really dedicated leaders in the IT field. And this year, for instance, the morning kickoff keynote will be done by George Lopez, who is a senior Gartner analyst. He's going to be talking about the Internet of Things. But then we have some divas coming right after him. A woman by the name of Jan Birch, who I know pretty well, who's the SVP of Owens, Illinois, will have a fireside chat with Jane Sidlowski, who, by the way, was the subject of podcast 4 for Diva Tech Talk. And Jane is the president and founder of AMI Strategies. And she's a very unusual woman in the sense that she's a woman in the Midwest who founded a company that's now 25 years old that continues to be successful. Bunches of great people are going to be there. There's going to be a young IT leaders panel featuring, I think, one of the entrepreneurial role models for our region, Doug Song.
Oh, yes. He's been on the air with us.
Yeah. CEO and co-founder of Duo. But in addition to Doug, John Nobis from Two Men in a Truck, Steve Robert, who used to be with Bell Highway and now is CEO of a really interesting company called Autobooks. And Bob Marsh, who is with Level 11, will all be part of that panel. Then in the afternoon, another old friend, or I guess it's late morning, there'll be a session on something called Speed Through Innovation. And Terry Takai.
Oh, yes.
Terry has done many things, but her latest job, she was with Meridian Health when she came back here. But prior to that, she was the CIO for the Department of Defense for the U.S. government.
And also in the state of Michigan, she was
She was the CIO for the state of Michigan and the CIO for the state of California. Then she went to the Department of Defense,
very influential lady,
Meridian Health.
Wow.
And she will be with Mark Duhame, who just came off a stint of being the CIO of Optum, and Chris Beal, who used to be at Pillar Technology and now is at another company, and Pat Peterson, who's CTO of Ally Financial. That'll be really fun. And then in a practical level in the afternoon, you know how the first 30, 60, and 90 days in a job can be crucial? There's going to be a panel discussing that from the perspective of IT leaders, and it's going to be moderated by a friend of mine, Jason Lambiris from Apex Digital. And panelists, again, will include some divas like Sue Campy, who's the CIO for Cooper Standard, and Carla Thomas, who is the Director of Security for Tower International, and the CIO of Penske, Richard Hook, as well as Raj Singh, who's the CIO for Ford Direct.
Now, Kathleen, is there a website?
Website to sign up for the event is www.mtlevent.com.
Good. Okay.
And the only other thing I want to clue in here is we've all, I'm sure, heard the recent announcements by Ford, the change in their headquarters becoming the headquarters of the 22nd century. There will be a session in the afternoon where Richard Strader, who's the director of enterprise and emerging IT at Ford, has something cleverly called Ford's Future Vision. I think that will probably be to standing room only. And we end the day with one of my favorite people, Richard Sheridan, who's the founder and CIO of Menlo Innovations. And he's really well known, gets awards all the time for running a great company. And his whole session will be, how do you add joy to your workplace?
Oh, now there is a great question.
I know.
Well, Kathleen, there's just a ton of things here. That we had a lot of names that have been kind of coming at you, perhaps, folks, as a blizzard. But if you want to pick these names out and find out more about the event, again, you can go to mtlevent.com. And again, We'll post that on our homepage. Now, I wanted to make sure we got the time for you to talk about something I know is near and dear to your heart. That's the Michigan Council of Women in Technology.
Right.
So,
okay.
So a big event coming up, and also you got some great stuff coming up this summer.
We have amazing things. I mean, MCWT is 14 years old now. We've grown from a small organization. We have anywhere from 700 to 800 members. We have right now, we had our best quarter in terms of sponsorships, so we're up around 78 sponsors. And we raise money to support girls and women. We've given away almost $1 million in scholarships in the last decade.
Yeah.
You often have been honored at that event where we talk about that.
Right.
But the biggest thing that's coming up for MCWT in the very short term are a couple of things. The programs, so we do, for instance, Camp Infinity. We'll have 7 different versions of Camp Infinity for 4th through 7th grade girls. So you can go to our website at
www.mcwt.org. Folks, if you're looking for a summer camp, there is a great summer camp.
Right. But the big event that's coming up that I went last year, I told somebody the other day it was only 2 years old because I'd only gone 2 years, but it's actually 4 years old. It's called MCWT's Executive Connection Summit. And this is one of the offerings for people who are already in their careers, although we'll have a fair number of students there. There'll be 1,000 people there at COBO on May 12th. Our keynote in the morning is a woman you may have heard of, Mary Barra, who's the CEO of GM. But we have a whole bunch of other interesting people. We have Sheila Jordan, who's the CIO of Symantec, Paula Tolliver, the CIO of Dow Chemical, Manjula Talarea, who's the SVP of Salesforce, Beth Niblock, who's the CIO for the City of Detroit, and Linda Dilmar, who's the CIO for QVC in the morning. Then our luncheon session, which could be fairly inspirational, I think, is Carrie Lawrence, who is the first female U.S. Navy F-14 Tomcat fighter pilot.
Ooh.
So I'm sure that will be a lot about courage. And then in the afternoon, the big three will have a CIO panel, and a person you've met through me, Foster, Marcy Cleverin, who's the CIO for Ford now. She's been promoted a number of times since she was here on your show. She will be on a panel with Randy Mott, who's the CIO for General Motors, and Ryan Talbot, the CIO for FCA, Fiat Chrysler Automobiles. Anyway, and the whole thing, in a good female fashion, is going to be moderated by Mary Kramer, who is our own publisher for Cranes Detroit.
Cranes Detroit, yes.
And then Jeanette Smith, who's the editor of Cranes Detroit. So.
Well, folks, you may feel like you have had names dropped on you from heaven that you haven't heard of before, or some that you may be very familiar with.
Everybody knows about Mary Barra,
We do. Yeah. That one we know. But the neat thing about this is that you can find out more about this by going to mcwt.org.
Right. And go to the right side of the page where they have the events. There's 4 because we do a lot of events. This is 3rd down. You can also go to our Facebook page, which I happen to curate, which is Michigan Council of Women in Technology. We have a lot there, and we have a LinkedIn group as well. So bottom line, please come. It's 1,000. It's going to last year we had standing room only, which is why we moved to COBO this year. That and the fact that we all wanted to experience the new construction. Right?
Kathleen, you have done a yeoman's job here of presenting all this information. If you ever wondered, is there anything to do around Detroit? We found there's lots to do, particularly if you're passionate about women in technology. Thank you so much, Kathleen Norton-Schock, for being with us and for sharing this information with us. It's been a delight having you with us. I almost feel like I run a race after we talk with you.
Thank you, Foster.
Diva Tech Talk. Look for that at divatechtalk.com. You can catch up with a lot more of the information we're talking about here as well. Ann and Kel, you guys ready?
Oh, yeah.
You've been snoozing in the corner there, Ed.
Well, once she gets going, you just got to stand back and let her run.
You don't want to get in the way. Here's the number, 800-859-0957. What's that number? That's the number you call for the next hour to get online with us and get some answers to your questions about your computers.